KJAN Sports. It is time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Well, as you can expect with a very nice weather Monday, a lot of high school sports around the area last night. Let's take a look at some of those results. First in high school track, the Cardet Relays over in Trainer last night saw Logan Magnolia win the meet with 131 points. Trainer the runner-up with 129. Shenandoah was third. Tri-Center, Underwood round out the top five. Among the winners yesterday, Michaela Olson of Trainer took the 100-meter dash. Megan Carley of Trainer the 200-meter championship. Jessica Norman of Missouri Valley won the 400-meter dash, while Kylie Morrison of Logan Magnolia took the 800 meters. Connor Sudman of Trainer wins the 100-meter hurdles. Jeanette Schraft of East Mills took the 1,500. Joanna Topham of Griswold wins the 3,000. J.C. Schumann of AHSTW winning the 400-meter hurdles. Also in the field events, Delaney Edelman of Logan Magnolia wins the discus. Sienna Black of Trainer the high jump. Carmen Pickens of Shenandoah wins the long jump. Also Caitlin Diggins of Logan Magnolia the shot put. In the relays, AHSTW wins the 4x1. Underwood the 4x200. Tri-Center the 4x4. Logan Magnolia wins the 4x8 and the shuttle hurdle relay. Tri-Center took the sprint medley relay, while Red Oak was the champ in the distance medley relay last night. Also at Lennox, they hosted a boys and girls meet. On the boys' side, Griswold wins the team title with 186 points. Southwest Valley with 124 was the runner-up. Lennox, Stanton, Murray round out the top five. Among the individual winners, Griswold's A.J. Hartman takes the 100-meter dash title and the 200-meter dash title as well. David Thompson of Griswold wins the 400 and the 800 meters. Grant Maurer of Southwest Valley wins the 110 hurdles. Josh Brownlee of Griswold winning the 1,600. Aiden Roselle of Griswold takes the 3,200. Grant Maurer of Southwest Valley wins the 400 hurdles title. In the field events, Alex Howe of Griswold takes the discus title. Jaden Jonkey of Griswold wins the high jump. Drake Johnson of Stanton the long jump. And Dylan Roca of Stanton wins the shot put event. Also in the relays, Griswold winning the 4x1 and the 4x800-meter relay, along with the shuttle hurdle relay and the distance medley relay. Lennox wins the sprint medley relay crown, while Stanton takes the 4x2 and Lennox the 4x400-meter championship on the boys' side. On the girls' side, Mount Air wins with 171 points. Southwest Valley with 90 was second. East Union, Bedford, Stanton round out the rest of the field. Among some of those winners last night, Sharissa Mogler of Bedford wins the 100-meter dash. Bailey Anderson of Mount Air, the 200 and the 400 meters. Emma Harper of East Union, the 800. Mogler of Bedford wins the 100 hurdles. Emma Lucas of Bedford, the 1,500 and the 3,000-meter champ. Mogler wins the 400-meter hurdles. Lexi Heyer of Southwest Valley took the discus crown. Also last night, among some of those local winners, it was East Union taking the shuttle hurdle relay and also the distance medley relay. Up in Denison, the Ace Nelson relays last night. On the girls' side, it was Denison winning with 192 points. IKM Manning with 127, the runner-up. Maple Valley, Boyer Valley, and Arweva, the top five teams. Denison did very well last night, as you would imagine, totaling up those points as Whitney Weiss took the 100-meter dash. Reagan Anderson, the 800 last night for Denison. Also for Denison, Sunday Fea wins the 100-meter hurdles. Ellie Medlick, the 1,500. Reagan Anderson, the 3,000. Vanessa Gunderson wins the 400 hurdles title. Sarah Hylison also was a champ last night in the discus. Sunday Fea wins the high jump. IKM Manning's Lexi Branning took the shot put title. Denison also did well in the relays, winning the 4x1, the 4x2, the shuttle hurdle relay, and the distance medley crown. Also, IKM Manning took the 4x800-meter title. On the boys' side in that meet last night, it was Denison also winning the team championship with 183 points. IKM Manning with 124, the runner-up. Boyer Valley, Arweva, Maple Valley round out the top five. Among the winners, Connor Reimer of Denison, the 100-meter dash. Jeff Knoll of Denison takes the 200. Zach Ambrose of Boyer Valley, the 400-meter title. Ambrose also wins the 800 meters. Trevor Popp of Denison, the 110 hurdles champ. Zach Ambrose of Boyer Valley wins the 1,600. Connor Garrett of Boyer Valley won the 3,200. Derek Shirky of Arweva took the 400 hurdle title. Zach Roush of Denison wins the discus. Keegan Simons of Arweva wins the high jump. Maple Valley's Brody Birkenpass wins the long jump, and Zach Roush of Denison the shot put. In the relays, Denison winning the 4x100-meter relay and the shuttle hurdle relay. Also, IKM Manning wins the 4x4 and the 4x8. Maple Valley took the distance medley. Arweva wins the sprint medley and the 4x200 in that meet last night. In other high school sports yesterday, the Atlantic girls in golf action finished third in the West Des Moines Valley tournament yesterday as Johnston won with a 331 total. Waukee shot 333 for second and Atlantic a 337 for third place. Sydney Eaton of Mason City carded the low score of 67 while she was medalist on the night. Brooke Newell of Atlantic had a fourth place finish, shooting a 79. Also for Atlantic, Alyssa Ginther placed sixth, shooting an 81, and Bailey Newell seventh with an 84 in yesterday's meet. Also in girls' golf at the Rolling Valley Conference meet, Boyer Valley shot a 200 to win the conference title up in Carroll. Exira EHK posting a 220 to finish second. Cam, a 227, was third, followed by Coon Rapids Bayard, Woodbine, Charter Oak Ute, and Glidden Ralston. Katie O'Day was the individual medalist with a 42 for Boyer Valley to win the top honors. Bulldogs' Anna Puck was 46 yesterday for runner-up honors. Sammy Jotty of Cam also shot 46 to lead her team. Also in girls' golf yesterday, Creston beat Clarinda 202 to 203. Kemper Catholic over Harlan 199 to 228. Trainer outshot Audubon 178 to 239. Underwood beat Missouri Valley 216 to 234. AHSTW shot a 214 to defeat Riverside, who didn't have a full team. IKM Manning beat Logan Magnolia 202 to 255. And Lennox, with a 255, defeated Nottoway Valley, who shot 260, and Martinsdale St. Mary's, who didn't have a full team. In boys golf yesterday at the Rolling Valley Conference meet, Exira EHK was the winner, shooting a 165, and that was good for the team championship. Coon Rapids Bayard with a 175 was second. Boyer Valley third at 185. Glenn Ralston, Woodbine, Cam, and Charter Oak Ute the rest of the field. Gage Lauritsen of Exira EHK had the low score of the day with a 40, as William Carroll of Exira EHK also posted a 40 yesterday to help their team. Clarinda beat Creston also yesterday, 154 to 190. Glenwood over Red Oak, 165 to 210. Trainer beat Audubon, 175 to 191. It was Underwood over Missouri Valley, 170 to 216. AHSTW, a 172 to 209 winner over Riverside. Logan Magnolia beat IKM Manning, 158 to 172. And also last night, Martinsdale St. Mary shot a 195. They beat Lennox and Nottoway Valley, who didn't have full teams. In tennis yesterday, in girls' action, it was St. Albert over Lewis Central, 5-4. Glenwood, 5-4 over Red Oak. In boys' tennis, it was Glenwood topping Red Oak, 7-2. Kemper Catholic beat Harlan, 8-1. Maryville over Southwest Valley, 8-1. And Creston beat Clarinda, 6-3. In girls' soccer action yesterday, Nottoway Valley, West Central Valley, Adair Casey Guthrie Center beat Riverside, 10-1. Harlan over Missouri Valley, 4-2. Tri-Center beat Abraham Lincoln, 2-1. Bishop Heelan Catholic over St. Albert 2-0. Lewis Central beat Kemper Catholic 8-0. In boys soccer, it was AHSTW over St. Albert 3-1. Lewis Central 4-1 over Underwood. In baseball, Lance Lynn pitched 7 shutout innings. Colton Wong homered, and the St. Louis Cardinals stopped a 3-game losing streak, beating the Pittsburgh Pirates 2-1 last night. The Cards, who had lost 6 of 7, are now 4-9. They still have the worst record in the National League, but they snapped that losing skid. Pittsburgh had won 3 in a row. Lynn allowed 3 hits and struck out 5 while walking only 1. Elsewhere in the National League, it was Atlanta over San Diego 5-4, Milwaukee over Chicago 6-3, Arizona beat the LA Dodgers 4-2. In the American League, Boston over Tampa Bay 4-3, Yankees beat the White Sox 7-4, Houston over the LA Angels 3-0, Cleveland 3-1 over Minnesota, Texas beat Oakland 7-0. One interleague game saw Seattle beat Miami by a 6-1 final. In the Pacific Coast League, Omaha beat New Orleans 5-3, Round Rock 10-9. Over the Iowa Cubs. In other sports, Kansas freshman Josh Jackson has announced he'll enter the NBA draft. Jackson, who released a statement Monday, was the Big 12 newcomer of the year after averaging over 16 points and 7 rebounds a game, helping the Jayhawks to a 31-5 record and a berth in the NCAA tournament's Elite Eight. The 6'8 Jackson is signed with former NBA player B.J. Armstrong of Wasserman Media Group to represent him. In the NBA playoffs last night, Cleveland beat Indiana 117-111. San Antonio down Memphis 96-82. Also in the NHL playoffs last night, all four games went to overtime. Toronto beat Washington 4-3. Ottawa over Boston 4-3. Nashville 3-2 over Chicago. Anaheim beat Calgary 5-4. That's a look at sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.